tell us how you came to get involved in this project and give us a preview of the story that you've been working on?
Rhiannon Myers is really kind of the lead on the reporting for this project, and she had discussed ways that other reporters could become involved in different aspects of the ongoing series, and my focus is going to be on dialysis for the month of June. So this month we're going to meet Roland Gayona, and he is a community activist. He's very involved in environmental causes and Tejano civil rights. He's also a dialysis patient, and he's been living on dialysis for about 9 years. And dialysis is what happens, it's a treatment process, what happens when your kidneys shut down. And part of that is related to diabetes complications. So Roland has been living on that for about 9 years. So we're going to learn about what his life's like and how that has changed his life.
And what's been very interesting when I've been speaking with Rhiannon about her different stories is the how much time that y'all are able to spend with the folks involved in these stories and really spend time with them, going to appointments, visiting them at home, and really getting to know the ins and outs of their story and how willing these folks have been to let y'all in. And could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. You know, I'm going to be honest. We had a little bit of difficulty finding someone who was willing to share their story, quite a bit of time out kind of sourcing, trying to find someone who was willing to share this kind of intimate experience. Because it is such a personal treatment, people were somewhat reluctant to talk about that openly. And I had actually first met Roland through my regular beat reporting at City Hall. I cover city government, and he was a candidate for a city election a couple years back. And through another source of mine, come to find out that Roland was willing to share his story and has been very open about what it's been like, you know, with him being diagnosed as a pre-diabetic at age 25, and then, you know, managing that, getting it under control, and then one point later in his life, he was off health insurance and wasn't properly managing and monitoring that, as well as he had undiagnosed high blood pressure, and those two complications led him to be placed on dialysis at age 42. So he was very open about sharing his story and wanting people to really understand the education and awareness that needs to be out there regarding chronic kidney disease, which is what happens when your kidneys begin to lose function and ultimately get to the point where they're no longer functioning.
And I know that in the series as a whole, there's been a very strong multimedia component. Is there a particular multimedia component to this story? And can you remind listeners about the other components of the series?
Sure. Yeah, we all of the information can be found on our website with multimedia components. We have a Faces of Diabetes video series that's ongoing where we feature someone talking on camera about how diabetes has affected their life. That's on the website at caller.com/diabetes. We have a page set up called Cost of Diabetes where you can go online and find recipes on there. You can find information about diabetes, places where you can get education and outreach groups available. For this component about dialysis and chronic kidney disease, we're going to have another multimedia component where people can go online and see the state inspection reports for dialysis clinics in the Corpus Christi area. There's about 13 clinics, and the state is required to inspect these clinics every 3.5 years. So we pulled information dating back 10 years where people can go online and read through the findings of those different clinics, as well as we'll also have information about chronic kidney disease education classes, which are offered through a local provider called DaVita off of South Padre Island Drive. The dates and times for those meetings, which are open to the public, are on there as well. So those are some of the multimedia components we'll have online, as well as photographs and other things people can flip through.
And we have been speaking with Jessica Savage, City Hall and investigative reporter for the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. Jessica, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Leanne.